I think stories like hers are really edifying, and stories like hers are the ones that we should be telling on Mother's Day rather than the, oh, let's be relatable and say how crappy certain things are in motherhood.
Welcome to the Hey Beautiful Mama podcast. I'm Ella Rose, mother of four living children and wife to my high school sweetheart. Here is where you'll find real, true experiences and stories of motherhood and sometimes fatherhood. Here is where the sourdough is never perfect, the house is beautifully messy, and lessons are learned with a good heart attitude. Join me and the occasional guest as we explore, share, and shed light on the beauty of motherhood.
Hey, beautiful mama. Happy Mother's Day for yesterday. As you can hear in my voice, I am still sick, and I have recently semi-lost my voice, but I am determined to still do this episode and speak to you. I just watched the latest short from Laura Clary, and I just had to share my thoughts on it because it made me a little bit mad because in the video she's with this other lady and they're having coffee or some kind of drink, and they're both like discussing how much they love being a mum. And I say love in that way because they're literally like tearing apart motherhood, because they're saying all these things that, you know, I mean, they're not the most positive things, you know, in terms of motherhood. They're talking about poo, explosions, and like vomit, and how like they haven't had any sleep, and that they stink like milk. And look, I'm not saying these things aren't true, but there's a way to do things and a way that is edifying. And then there's the way that, I mean, I feel like this has been done, and it's really just to, it's just to appease, you know, the sort of culture, right? It's just to talk into what other people can relate to. It's this whole bid to be relatable and make women feel better about, you know, having hardship. And look, I'm not saying that being a mum isn't hard, because it is. There's a lot of things that we have to do, but at the same time, we can be edifying towards each other and lift each other up. Even with those hard things that we have to do, we don't have to be like negative and make it like this big joke and laugh about the fact that we have to do the hard things. The hard things make us who we are. And if you're a Christian like I am and you're reading the Bible, it speaks a lot about growing in character traits and growing in the spirit. And these hard things that we have to go through grow us. They make us better. They give us more patience and make us less prideful. And the thing is, you know, I do think pride is a really ugly thing to have. And I feel like, you know, the way that this was made, the way that they made this short was very, it was very prideful, I think. And it kind of spoke into motherhood in a way that was so negative that if someone who hasn't had kids yet watches it, like, it might actually put them off having kids. It makes it look horrible. It makes it look stressful. I didn't come away going, haha, you know, oh, you know, that was so funny. Like, I totally relate. I came away from that thinking, gosh, that's so not what motherhood is. Motherhood is beautiful and sacred and wonderful, and we are so blessed to be able to have the children that we have. And I mean, I don't know Laura Clary and her journey and whether she's, you know, had loss or whether she's been through anything, you know, serious when it comes to motherhood. But, you know, after having lost two babies, I can say that I look at motherhood completely differently. And maybe, you know, 3 years ago, I might have looked at that video and thought it was funny, maybe. But after having lost children, I don't find it funny at all. In fact, I find it quite upsetting, because I love all my children. I love my children in heaven. I love my children on earth. And I wouldn't want to not have any of them in order to get sleep. Like, I'm fine not having enough sleep. I know that it can be really, really, really tiring, and you know, maybe it has taken years off my life, but I would rather have that sense of purpose and that love that motherhood gives me than have like a full night of sleep and do whatever I want whenever I want. Because at the end of the day, when you lack purpose, you lack direction. When you lack direction, you're not going to actually achieve much. And I know there are people out there who do achieve a lot in terms of like a business career standpoint. But, you know, when you die, I mean, what was it all for? If you don't have any kids, if you haven't got a legacy, you know, what was it for? If your legacy is like your business, I mean, again, what was it for? What is that? There are people in history who have had legacies that are amazing, and you can see that was a true calling, like Gladys Elwood, a missionary. Oh, I love that woman, seriously. I taught my kids about her, and they think she's amazing as well. And if you haven't heard her story, basically she felt this calling to go to China, and she was born in England, and her calling was to, yeah, go to China. So she worked her butt off to get there, and you know, people told her she couldn't get there and that, you know, she couldn't speak the language and the language was too hard for her to learn. She tried to be a missionary in the missionary school and they were just like, no, you can't be here. And she decided to take it upon herself to like get there. She was like, I am gonna make this happen. And she ended up working and for this like couple and stuff. And then she ended up getting told by this like lady that there was a woman looking for missionaries to come and help her in China. And so she was like, that is what I'm going to do. And she raised the money and she went to China. There was a lot of crap that she had to deal with in between England and getting to China, but I won't go into all of the details. But basically when she did get there, she ended up helping like over 100 children during the Second World War survive. Like she got them from like this weird cave near a small town, and then she got them all the way to an orphanage in a city in China. And the beautiful thing about this story is she literally like supported those children and got them where they needed to go. And she did it in a sort of sacrificial way, because when she actually got them to the city, she fell down, like she just collapsed, because she'd given the kids everything she possibly could give them, even though she needed it too. And the medical staff that tended to her were just like, she should be dead. Like there is no way that she should be alive right now. She had all these issues. She had like pneumonia and like so many other problems. But all the kids, there was nothing wrong. Hundreds of kids. She took them on this massively long walk journey. And if you've walked anywhere with kids, then you know, like, it's not simple. Like, you're just walking and you're not going to have any moaning or complaining, because there will be, especially on a long journey. But she continued and she took those kids and they got there. They got to the city and they were fine. There was absolutely nothing wrong with them. They had no sickness, no scrapes, no cuts, no anything. And that was a miracle in itself, because they had gone on such a journey. Like, that makes no sense that there wasn't, you know, an injury or sickness on at least one of those kids, especially the fact, you know, with the fact that they were malnourished as well. Gladys Elwood was not a mother in the sense of that she had kids herself physically, but she was a mother to those children, and she adopted those children as well. So, you know, there are many ways to be a mum. She really showed just how amazing a woman can be when she has that purpose, when she takes on those responsibilities. And I think kids are a big part of what us women are supposed to do. We are the nurturers. We are the cultivators of life. My kids have woken up and I'm probably going to have to end it here, but it's been really great to talk to you guys. Everyone is still sick here, like I said, and calm down. My youngest boy is now coughing about. But I just wanted to finish that off. There are many ways to be a mum, and Gladys Elwood was was a mum. She was a mum. She adopted those kids. She got them to. She got loads of kids to an orphanage that needed to actually be looked after, and she did her best, and that is all that we can do. I think stories like hers are really edifying, and stories like hers are the ones that we should be telling on Mother's Day rather than the, oh, let's be relatable and say how crappy certain things are in motherhood. So let's focus on the good stuff. Let's focus on what is edifying. Let's focus on the stories that build us and lift us and empower us as mothers and as women, and show us how amazing women are. Not that we're just tired and that, you know, we're just getting crapped on, but that we're women who are amazing and we're doing these amazing things and we're taking care of these sacred human beings who are young and need us to help cultivate them and grow them and nurture them. Anyway, that is the final message for today, because I really do have to go. I am still unwell and they're all up, and it's going to get noisy in here. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.